We are a recent phenomenon on this world. We're anatomically modern Homo sapiens, and we've been such for only about 200,000 years, appearing on a planet that's been here some 4.6 billion years. This is an enormous amount of time. The galaxy is only 100,000 light years across, so that's well enough time to have crossed the Milky Way many times over at comfortable, doable, very much sublight speeds. You don't need the Enterprise's warp drive to do this if you have enough time, and neither does anyone else in the galaxy. The galaxy is also very old, far older than Earth. This leads, of course, to the Fermi paradox. If intelligent alien civilizations exist, then where are they? They should be evident everywhere we look, near and far. We just don't see it. When we look out, so far, all we see is nature. But there is actually a deeper, perhaps more disturbing aspect to this. If alien civilizations as we envision them are out there and predate us, then by way of a certain way of thinking, we shouldn't be here. Often science fiction depicts aggressive alien interaction in the form of an invasion of Earth. This is unrealistic. It's statistically unlikely that at the very moment we reached a level of science and technology sufficient to even know what happened during such an invasion, that the invasion would come at exactly that moment. It's unlikely that anyone a few thousand years ago would have understood that they were being invaded by aliens had it happened back then. More likely, they would have concluded that they were witnessing something supernatural rather than evidence of a second abiogenesis in the Milky Way. So even the very concept of an alien invasion is modern, more akin with the times of H.G. Wells than Aristotle. What is far more likely is that the invasion would have happened long ago, sometime in the distance of geologic history. Perhaps someone did indeed visit during those days, say during the age of the dinosaurs, but was only passing through and left no evidence. But what they did not do was colonize this world. Had they done that, they'd probably still be here, and we would not, given that such a civilization would likely have halted evolution on this world and managed it to their benefit. Earth is a useful world in some regards. It has all sorts of metals and resources that could have been taken advantage of. A common trope, straddling the lines between fiction and pseudoscience, is that of aliens coming to Earth to coax humans into mining Earth's gold to be taken back to another world. Trouble is, Earth still has all of its gold, and humans are terrible miners compared to far more efficient robots. And some of the richest gold deposits on Earth, namely those of the Americas, were left virtually untouched, other than by the indigenous peoples practicing non-industrial mining. A lot of Earth's gold was simply unavailable in the days before dynamite and engines. Geologically speaking, Earth has about the amount of gold and other metals that a fully natural, untouched before humanity planet could be expected to have. Nor do we see, at least yet, depleted asteroids or obvious tailings from space mining. In short, it really looks like no one was ever here before we came along, even though they should have been. So why did no one ever colonize the Blue Jewel? There are a number of scenarios. Obviously, the most glaring one was that there was no one to do so, and there never has been any interstellar spacefaring civilizations in the Milky Way. This, of course, is possible, but the numbers stand against it. The galaxy has several hundred billion stars in it. Over 90% of them have habitable zones. That's a lot of chances for civilizations, and our own existence proves the concept. So unless we're missing something, and there's something unknown that's very special about us, then we're probably not a fluke. Whether anyone ever decides to travel interstellar distances, however, is another matter. They may not, but that brings into question robotic probes. They don't care about the passage of time, so you should still expect to see such probes. Perhaps they could work as seeders, where they contain the genetic information of a species, and when they reach a suitable world, they custom 3D print out a population for it. Another option is non-intervention. If a planet is found with life developing on it, such as Earth, then the galactic consensus is to leave that planet off limits. If it develops intelligent life, then aliens meet in space, but never on home worlds. Perhaps occurrences of life are rare and precious and eminently left to run their own course. This could be in the form of the zoo hypothesis, but also just distant avoidance. Don't go to planets with active biospheres may be the rule. There's also the possibility that Earth is useless to aliens in another way. Its atmospheric makeup may simply be unsuitable for their kind of life. meaning that this planet is no more useful than Venus is to us. That also brings up another question. If not Earth, why haven't they colonized any of the other planets in the solar system? Why was Mars, for example, not terraformed into a habitable world by aliens? There is also the idea of stay-at-home aliens that may fill their star system with O'Neill cylinders and the like, but never leave, seeing no reason to do so. You could also envision civilizations having a different set of priorities and aren't interested in normal stars. Rather, once they become spacefaring, they gravitate, pun shamelessly intended, towards neutron stars and black holes as potential energy sources. Along these lines would also be the center of the galaxy. While a high radiation environment, there may be advantages to colonize dense regions of stars. On the other hand, in a Zoo Hypothesis Watcher scenario, maybe aliens do not colonize obvious targets in inhabited systems, but prefer more discrete Kuiper Belt objects. There actually is a Technosignature paper on this, where you could search for artificial lighting in the outer solar system on Kuiper Belt objects. At the same time, however, we do see material from the Oort cloud pass through as comets, and so far none of them we've seen has appeared altered in any way. It's exactly the opposite, really, in that they tend to be pristine objects, more like time capsules from the days of the formation of the solar system, as opposed to objects that have been mined. So far, we simply don't see evidence of alien alteration of any objects in the solar system. This also works for prior technological civilizations on Earth. The existence of those can't be ruled out, even though they seem very unlikely. The geologic record is just too incomplete. But where you might get close to ruling it out is in the abundance of resources that should have been mined if such a civilization existed. It also has to be said that resources aren't a problem for this galaxy. There are raw materials everywhere we look, so it seems highly unlikely aliens would need to expand into the cosmos just to collect more raw materials. They likely have everything they need nearby without the need to cross halfway across the galaxy just to get some iron. Just go to the nearest supernova remnant for whatever materials you might want, if your star system doesn't have enough. And then there is the spooky options, that someone simply hasn't gotten to Earth yet, and we are against the clock, so to speak, to prepare to defend this world in the future from alien invasion. It could happen in 10,000 years or a million years, but the chance is non-zero. But hidden in here is another option. A biological civilization may choose not to colonize the galaxy, but so might a machine civilization. Here, Earth is of no use at all for several reasons. The first is that its raw materials are in a gravity well. Asteroids are better for mining. The second is that it has an oxidizing atmosphere, not ideal for machines. But more importantly, it's too warm. The most efficient computation is done at low temperature. So such a civilization may prefer to exist in the outer reaches of the galaxy, where the coldest temperatures can be found. But still enough available materials are also around. There may also be other factors not related to Earth. The Sun ticks a box here. It may not be the ideal type of star for colonization. If energy production is your aim, a Type F main sequence star might be a better option than the Sun. That was one of the interesting things about Tabby's star. It's just the type of star you'd expect for some kind of alien activity to happen. Type F stars are not great candidates for habitable zones, it's not impossible, but these stars emit very high radiation, especially ultraviolet. This is bad for life, but good for civilizations collecting energy. But these stars are only stable for a few billion years, less than half the lifetime of the Sun. At the other end are the red dwarfs. Here you'd have less energy, but a star that can last trillions of years. Why choose a Type G system like the solar system when you can have a far more permanent long-term presence around a red dwarf? An added advantage are the sheer numbers to choose from. Over 70% of the galaxy's stars are this class. So there could be any number of reasons why no one has ever colonized this world. But in a way, that might be comforting in that for whatever reason, no aliens seem to be coveting Earth. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently reminding everyone that we're just about a month away from the commencement of what might be the spookiest spooky October yet on this channel. The ideas have been collecting up all year, and the scripts are taking form, manifesting if you will, often in the dead of night when the existential dread hits delightfully hard. It begins October 1st, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.